You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019, located in the Peerless AV booth. That's booth number 3429. If you're here, come by and talk to us for a little bit. We'd love to hear from you. I'm joined by Scott Krickenberg from MXL. Scott, appreciate you joining me this morning.
Yeah, absolutely, Gary. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. So I was swinging by your booth yesterday, and I'll be honest, I didn't even notice the MXL name. What I noticed were these glowing LEDs and a microphone.
Yes,
I need those in my life.
Absolutely. You know, we've been in musical instruments and studio recording for over 20 years. And, you know, we're seeing a big shift in the market, what people are doing at home, how they're recording. It's not necessarily multi-tracking, you know, guitars and doing drums anymore. It's a much more modern approach. So what we've done is take our tried and true condenser mics that have been tested in the musical instruments and recording industry for 10, 15, 20 years, and we're making them a little bit more suited for podcasting, for gaming, and you know, one of the trends is LEDs.
Yeah.
So you go into a home gaming rig and you see the keyboards lit up and the computer fans are
right.
LED, and you know, that's, it's just part of that culture. So we took two of our most popular microphones and kind of tricked them out for gaming, put the LEDs in. You saw the articulating boom stand. We have a little interface in there, so you don't necessarily need a box, or if you're not from the music industry,
right.
It's just very easy to plug this thing in, stick it in the computer USB, plug in your headphones, and it's just an all-in system that looks great, kind of matches the rest of your gear, sounds very professional, and when you go up to Twitch or YouTube, it just really brings a cool look and presence to what you're broadcasting.
Well, you bring up a good point there. While audio is not thought of typically as a visual experience, these days it very much is.
Yes.
Even podcasts are often streamed with video that goes with them, and 100%. You don't want them seeing you using your webcam, you know, the old style webcam, and picking up that horrible thin audio.
Yeah.
You want a really good, robust audio sound, and it also needs to look cool. You guys did a really good job, I think, with taking something that has this very retro kind of traditional feel, but at the same time making it very modern. It's got these nice brushed steel covers on them, these glowing LED lights. You're telling me you can get those in different colors?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so we have, and you know, it's part of kind of an overall technology vibe that we're going for with MXL. It's not just in the musical products, but we also have them in our conferencing products where you can take a cubicle mic or a laptop mic, and we have a 9-color changing LED in there. So you can match your corporate logo, you can match your school colors, you can match the rest of you know, your red LED keyboard and some of these things. So it's kind of just a twist that we're putting in several product groups that I think match other products that people are using to broadcast and stream and record. So it's a really cool thing because people get a kick out of the customization, right?
Yeah.
It's not over the top. It's very simple. You know, any person can buy these products and change it to match, you know, any of their logo colors and on the fly. And it's just a really cool thing.
Technology has created this world where people want it how they want it. They don't want the industry telling them how they want it. So the industry has to respond to be able to fulfill these kind of needs, and being able to customize it. I know not too long ago, I've got three children, and two of them are very into online gaming.
Yeah.
And for Christmas, one of them wanted this keyboard, and when I saw the price tag, I'm like, what? It's a keyboard. And then he's like, no, check it out. And then I'm like, okay, that's actually pretty cool because of all the glowing lights. And then he showed me a microphone that looked like something out of a, you know, an old 50s radio booth or a something.
100%, yeah.
It needs to look cool because he's streaming his gaming online, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, people are monetizing this type of thing.
Absolutely.
So the visual is super important. If somebody turns on your channel or they're watching your Twitch or, you know, they're on YouTube and the visual aesthetic isn't there, right? And most people psychologically look with their eyes first. But we know that audio is the deal breaker, right?
Absolutely.
You can watch something. The quality might be fuzzy. We're used to jitter. You know, all that stuff happens. But if you can't hear it, you tune out. You check out. So, you know, the audio is flawless. It's very reliable. And, you know, we're doing these things where you get the broadcast studio recording tonality, the low end of your voice, and all these things that are really important once things are compressed and expanded and back and forth, you know, we really take into account the end result and the end product, right? And I think doing the visual and having that foundation, the anchor in audio, is being really successful for us.
That is a really good point that you make. I come from a television background, and I know if we always focused on having, you know, good quality cameras. You want these HD pictures. Yeah. But if we were going to get a complaint, mm-hmm. it wasn't because the camera maybe was out of focus or didn't look high def enough. It was, oh my God, that audio was awful. I had to change the channel, you know, 100%. Or something like that. Yeah. People will not tolerate bad audio.
Exactly. And what you're really communicating, 90% of it is through the ears.
Yeah.
Right? And you get people that'll tune out, check out, change the channel due to audio.
Yep.
Right. So, you know, it's cool for a company like us to stay fresh after 20 years and being able to be identified the brand in some of these more modern markets. And, you know, we put a lot of time and effort into making sure we could be there and try and be ahead of the game and bring some products people enjoy using.
Yeah, very nice. So do you guys have anything special going on here at Infocom this time around?
You know, we're debuting a lot of new products. You know, this industry is growing like crazy. You know, I feel like there's a whole revolution, you know, a rebirth in AV and some of the modern technology, what people are capable of doing. And, you know, to go back to my first point, it's been led with video and it's been led with display. Mm-hmm. And now that the display's done, you can have a web conference without video interruption. Mm-hmm. Now that all those things are smoothed out, people are starting to notice what they're hearing.
Yeah.
And they're starting to say,
nobody wants that tinny audio
anymore.
Nobody
wants the tinny audio. They don't want the Mr. Roboto sound. And, you know, that's something we're doing, is working with strategic partners like Zoom to optimize the audio in a meeting.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these companies are coming up with very smart back-end audio solutions with mixers, and you can use multiple devices, and our unified communications division is taking all of those audio aspects and delivering product that's optimized for that. So we have some really cool things for Zoom rooms. We're working with companies like UC Workspace, which will stack all of your conferencing meetings in a single format, mm-hmm. and these microphones can go from Hangouts to Teams to Zoom to BlueJeans, and the microphones are there and optimized for these kind of web conferences. So not only in unified communications are we doing some great work, but also keeping that musical tradition alive and modernizing it. So you know, booth 3725 is a great place to come and find podcasting, gaming, and web conferencing solutions.
Nice. So for those people that don't get to walk the showroom floor, where can they mm-hmm. find out more about MXL?
Yeah, we're definitely online at mxlmics.com. That's our main page. And then you can kind of go off into podcasting, gaming, web conferencing, kind of pick what you're interested in and see some great shots and get the full story on each of these applications.
Awesome. Well, Scott, I appreciate you stopping by and chatting with me for a few minutes.
Anytime. Great to see you, sir.
Yeah, you too. Well, that does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts like this or check out any of our other live Infocom coverage, you can visit us at our microsite, ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you happen to be here in Orlando, swing on by booth number 3429. That's a Peerless AV booth. And check us out.